We're keeping it local. This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9. Brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna, your hometown bank.
And a good Tuesday afternoon. This is your Community Connection here for this 18th day of March. And we are going to be joined on the phone here, hopefully in just a little bit, by Chris Bussey from the City of Owatonna, specifically talking about the State of the City address that is going to be taking place here. And so when she joins us, we will get her over the phone. But let's talk a little bit about weather conditions here, since, you know, that's kind of my thing and all, but because it looks like it's going to start to get a little bit interesting as we go into tonight. Blizzard warnings are in place beginning early tomorrow morning across our entire local area, with the exception off to the east, Dodge County, and going over towards Rochester. The winter storm watch does remain in place here at this point, and I do expect to see some kind of an upgrade coming down the line here later on this afternoon. But as far as the timing goes with all of this, again, we'll start to see the snow change over from a rain snow mix early tomorrow morning. And then from there we go to the snow, which could be heavy at times as well. And yeah, then it's all about poor visibility and travel conditions and such. Looks like we may be working on getting Chris Bussey on the phone here, so I'm going to go ahead and take a very quick break here as we get started on your Community Connection, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna on Cows 100.9. And it looks like, no, I do not have the call here at the moment, so we'll just keep it right here. But as far as the snowfall amounts go, it's going to be a very wide range, like we were talking about earlier this morning, in case you missed it. It's going to be a two different aspects that are going to kind of control what we're going to see here, and that's going to vary greatly on the exact track to the heaviest band of the snow, and then when we make that transition over from the rain snow mix to all snow. But right now, kind of thinking that 5 to 8, 5 to 9 inch range is going to be very common, with totals up to a foot or so very possible. Then we mix in winds up to 40 miles per hour, and that could definitely start causing a few issues for us when it comes to travel and such. So just keep that in mind if you do have any travel plans for tomorrow, and I'll be keeping you updated as we go here through the next 24 hours or so. We'll for sure be talking about it again tomorrow morning as it's all starting to get underway. So that's weather. The other big thing that we are talking about here right now is, of course, it is state basketball tournament time for the boys side here in Minnesota. Specifically, we're talking about the Waseca Blue Jays, because they are going to be making their quarterfinal appearance here later on tonight. This will be on our sister station, Crew Country 92. The game will tip off at 6 o'clock from Target Center in Minneapolis versus at Pequot Lakes. And if you still want to go to the game, of course, you'll still be able to do so. $17.50 for adults, $11.50 for students. And now tickets do have to be bought electronically or at the Target Center box office, and fans are encouraged to do those tickets ahead of time. All right, we're going to go ahead and cut it to that break right now while I work on getting Chris Bussey on the line here for your Community Connection, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna on Cows 100.9. And we are back with your Community Connection, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna on Cows 100.9. Joining me now on the phone, we got Chris Bussey from the City of Owatonna. Chris, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, we're hanging in there, getting ready for, you know, the return of winter, as I'm calling it, the revenge tour for Mother Nature and Old Man Winter here at this point.
Yeah, so are we.
Yeah, and of course, city crews are going to be doing their absolute best to get out there and clean this thing up. But, you know, 40 and 50 mile an hour winds are just going to complicate things, like we saw the last time around, too.
Oh, absolutely. It makes it very difficult in those kinds of conditions, but we will do our very best.
And this would probably be a good reminder of some of the parking rules that we have in the city of Owatonna. They've been in place all winter long, but maybe some of us have started to forget because it started to feel like spring there a little bit. If you can, just kind of give us a reminder on what we need to know when it comes to winter parking in the city.
Yeah, so we have a winter parking ordinance that you park on the even side when it's an even day on the calendar, odd side when it's an odd day on the calendar. We do have extra information on our website, and also there is an app that tells you when you should park on which side of the street.
And so let's jump into the main reason that we were bringing you on here today, Chris, and that's to talk about the State of the City address. Give us just a little bit of a rundown of some of the things, first of all, that are covered in this particular address.
Certainly. What we like to do is put on a program for various community groups, the public, our council, and just look back on our strategic plan and how we did in the previous year, and looking ahead into 2025, what things we have coming up. So for the city, we have four focus areas that we are working towards, various projects within them. And I can just kind of highlight some of those for you if that works.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take that route, because this is definitely going to be kind of a culmination of things that have been worked on both at the public level through the city council and maybe a little bit more behind the scenes too, right?
Absolutely. So one of our focus areas is infrastructure, and that's, you know, all of our big ticket items from, you know, wastewater treatment plants to streets, parking lots, all of that. So We got quite a bit accomplished in 2024. We completely renovated Merrill Hall with a lot of those, you know, basic functions of a building with HVAC, a new roof, a new heating system, fire protection. All kinds of things were completed in 2024. We began our assessment of our public safety facilities. Our multi-year project with the wastewater treatment plant expansion continued, which is really going to position us well for future growth. We're looking at probably summer of 2025, where that would be completed. Some really good news we had in 2024 was we received $22 million in state bonding funds, you know, thanks to the really tireless efforts of Senator John Jasinski and also our representative John Petersburg helped the city secure that state investment, which also helped the city of Medford. It was a regional approach to our wastewater and was funded. We also completed the Vine Street parking lot. I think we have just some, you know, a final lift that will happen in 2025, and our normal street and utility improvements and overlays were also completed in 2024. So another big focus area for us is that economic vitality, right? That's our growth, our you know, new businesses, new projects that we have. Another strong year for the city. We had the riverfront development, that Ascend redevelopment project there, that on Oak as you come in, very impressive. We had the Mineral Springs Brewery relocate to their new facility there, I think tripling their space. Seems to be quite busy whenever I drive by, so I think they're doing just great. And we're welcoming a new medical center. Olmsted Medical Center will be opening sometime this spring. And West Bank is already open. That's the new bank on the corner. And then we have 69 luxury apartments that folks are moving into on top of that down by the riverfront. And we hope that will spark some other additional investment in that area. Last year also, we completed our 2050 comprehensive plan. The first time ever that the city had put together a comprehensive plan. And based on a lot of public input, it describes our future vision for Owatonna. You know, we identify issues, opportunities, needs through that process, and it helps our council and planning commissions. It guides our decision making in the future to set priorities. So then a third area of focus that we have at the city is quality of life. You know, all of those fun things we do, parks, trails, libraries, all of that. We completed our phase three of three at the Pro Shop and Kitchen. So that's well set up for a new vendor that's coming, that they're actively moving in and getting set up for the coming season. And then a website total redesign. I think your listeners will find it much easier to navigate, full of good information, new and better pictures. So we're very proud of that. And then we continue maintaining that and keeping that up. And then our fourth area of focus is efficient, effective government. And with that, we, along with the chamber and other businesses, completed our brand redo. So we are rolling out that branding effort from, you know, snowplows to our website to our, you know, correspondence, our stationery, all of that stuff is with that new brand. And then we concluded with some organizational development investments in our employees and promoting and continuing our new culture, which we find is quite critical in this times where it's hard to stand out as an employer to get new employees to, you know, be attracted to public service. So I think that's been very well received. So that's kind of our looking back on 2024.
And so, Chris, where can members of the public find this information or, you know, get up to speed on this presentation as well?
So on our website, we have a video that we put together that was new this year. I do the intro on the 2024, kind of reviewing what we did here. And then each department head does their share of their department updates looking ahead to 2025. So that's right on our website, about 20 minutes long. And I think people find it very interesting and informative.
And that also gives everyone an opportunity to kind of go in there and see it at their own time. They don't have to worry about, okay, we got to be here at this time or we're not going to be able to get the information too.
Absolutely. It's very convenient. Whenever it works for you, it will be there.
And real quickly, while we have you on the phone here, Chris, another big, I think, talking point that we've seen is when it comes to facilities in the city of Owatonna, specifically looking at the public safety side, maybe give us a brief update as to kind of where we are with the possibility or potential, whatever word you want to use, for getting a combined fire and police facility put together.
Yes, you know, as I said, that we completed our assessment of our public safety facilities, and really our 1906 fire station no longer meets modern requirements. Our 1950s former bank building also is not up to, you know, up to date with, you know, what is required and necessary for not only officer safety, but enhanced amenities for our folks who are coming in via, you know, maybe they're a witness or maybe they want to report a crime. So we looked at many other communities and how they, you know, how they put together their project. And we think that a combined fire and police public safety center, which also incorporates many aspects for regional training, is the way to go as we are going forward with this. You know, the city works with the Rural Fire Association. There's over 200 acres that the city of Owatonna responds to and takes care of. And in addition, the police department also has regional impact in terms of response and training. And so that's why we have approached our Senator Jasinski and our new representative, Tom Sexton, to help us put together a bonding request from the state of Minnesota to help us with some of that pre-design work that we'd like to do with this project. And we're having a hearing coming up here, I think maybe this week or the week after. So we're going to make our pitch. And there's also savings when you have a combined facility like that. So for making this investment for the long term for the community, you know, this is bread and butter kind of stuff, right? You got to be safe in your community. You have to have effective fire response. So we really view this as kind of a basic necessity that really needs to be a priority.
All right. And of course, we're still in the early planning stages of this, so there's going to be plenty more information to come on all of that. But everything gets updated through the City Council. All those meetings, always public information, and also through the City of Owatonna website. Chris Bussey, thank you very much for taking the time here with us. I'm sure we could talk about plenty more, but we got to get moving along here because we have the Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review on the way here in just about 4 minutes. And then John Partridge will be hanging out with you for the rest of the afternoon, starting at 1 o'clock right here on Cows 100.9. This has been your Community Connection, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna.